for the Lawrence County Capital Classic Basketball Tournament on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Capital Classic Basketball Tournament action here on WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and happy Black Friday once again. We welcome you to round two of the Lawrence County Capital Classic, presented by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. It's the second round, the evening session, as the Red Hill Salukis look to bounce back and get on the win column as they take on the Olney Tigers, who look to do the same thing. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhardt. It's a battle of teams trying to get their first win of the season, and it's a battle of conference teams as well.
Right, to the Salukis lost a hard-fought game to Salem early today, 51-48. And Olney ran into a buzzsaw with Mount Carmel, and Mount Carmel won that game 59-26. And the first game just completed here, Mount Carmel held off Salem 55-54. Salem had the ball with about 20 seconds to go, ran down to about one shot and got it kind of deflected and everything, so Mount Carmel held on to win that game by one.
Let's talk a little bit about the Olney Tigers. The most likely starters for the Tigers, at least based on what we saw in the previous game, Dakota Brown, a 5'10 junior, Kai Stallard, a 6'2 senior, Brenton Hatton, a 6'3 junior, Caleb Foster, a 6'2 sophomore, and Sutton Dunn, a 6'2 junior. At least those were the starters in the game earlier this afternoon against Mount Carmel.
Right, and again, Olney had lost several seniors from last year, but some of these kids back, Sutton Dunn and Red Hatton, played quite a bit last year for the coach Rob Flanagan, who's been at Olney quite a few years now. He may be almost the dean of coaches in the Little Illini, because he was the coach at Olney when they were still in the NEC, I believe. So, Rob Flanagan always puts a good product on the floor. They play good, solid defense, and they're sound fundamentally.
Should be a good game. It's the Red Hill Salukis getting set to take on the Olney Tigers here in the second round of the Lawrence County Capital Classic, presented by the Chamber of Commerce. We will take a two-minute break, and we will be back with the starting lineups and the tip-off. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source? Every day, we have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank. Your community bank.
The Port and Blondie's. Two great places, now at one location. 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Every Tuesday and Friday is their all-you-can-eat catfish dinners for only $10.95. The specials go on at the Port and Blondie's. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School getting ready to start the second round of the Capital Classic presented by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. Well, actually, it already has started, but we're getting ready to start the game between the Salukis and the Alney Tigers. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, your community, your bank. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. Larry Bope's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza. And Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. Rob, let's take a quick look at some of the scores from the earlier games today. Of course, Red Hill fell to Salem 51-48 in the first game here at Red Hill. Then Mount Carmel defeated Alney 59-26. Over at Lawrenceville, it was Teutopolis beating Marshall 60-33. And Fairfield defeated Lawrenceville 65-48. And, of course, in the game that just wrapped up minutes ago, it was Mount Carmel holding off Salem 55-54.
And Alney going with the same starting lineup that they had this afternoon against Mount Carmel.
And, of course, Red Hill's starting lineup very much very similar to what they had in the football season. Right. All five starters they had in the first game were from the football team. Chase Murray has taken the court, and the other starter, Parker Havel and Drew Moore, they're on the court right now. Number 35, Corbin Shoulders, he's a starter as well. A lot of interceptions on the football team. And the other starter, Andy Wells, he was a key member of the football team as well. So we are just about set to go here in Bridgeport. The second round of the Capital Classic presented by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce as the Salukis take on the Alney Tigers. Both teams trying to get their first win of the season and their first win in the Capital Classic. So Red Hill and Alney, for the most part, going with the same starters that they went with earlier in the day.
Yeah, usually coaches don't change too many lineups after the first couple games. Now maybe tomorrow they'll make some adjustments depending on who you're playing. But this is the type of game where you bring some players off the bench. You know, they might play some JV ball, but they're not going to be playing JV for this tournament. So they're more rested than they might be in a different kind of a varsity setting.
That's a good point. Red Hill's going to – we're on the north end zone. Red Hill's going to go away from us, and Alney's going to come towards us. So Red Hill north to south, Alney south to north, as we are set to go, and here's the tip-off. And that is going to be controlled by the Salukis, and Chase Murray picks it up. So we're underway from Bridgeport as Chase Murray has the basketball. Flips it over to Drew Moore. Drew Moore on the left wing. Drew Moore getting double-teamed, now gets it out to Andy Wells. Andy Wells back out to Havel. Now Shoulders. Now Murray in the right wing. Murray being chased. He now gets it out to Wells.
That's a good
Wells
Murray
in the free
chased,
throw.
Yeah.
Wells shoots it, and it's good. Andy Wells with the first 2 points of the night, and the Salukis are on top 2-0. So it's 2-0 Salukis as Alney now has the ball in the right wing. Now left side, it's Kai Stallard. Stallard left wing tries to feed it down low to Brent Hatton. Hatton being guarded by Moore now flips it out to the top of the key. Now Stallard lays it in. Kai Stallard with his first 2 points of the night, and that ties the game at 2. Now the Salukis with the basketball. Chase Murray in the left wing. Now down to Andy Wells in the paint. Now over to Havel. Havel's going to shoot it from the free throw line, and that's just short, and it's going to be saved by Andy Wells, but now stolen by the Alney Tigers. So Britton Hatton had that steal, tried to feed it down low, and that's going to be tipped out of bounds, and Alney's going to keep it. So we're tied at 2 to start this game. Both teams, again, trying to get their first win of the season as they will inbound from just under their basket. Now Foster has it, being guarded by Wells. Foster tries to lay it in, and he does. That gives Alney a 4-2 lead as Foster has his first 2 points of the night. Now here's Drew Moore with it in the right wing, down towards the paint.
He was pushed from behind, I think. By one of the Tigers.
So that will be a foul against Alney. And Red Hill will keep the basketball.
On Caleb Foster.
So that's the first foul against either team. As that ball is inbound to Drew Moore. Drew Moore now top of the key Shoulders. Left wing Murray. Murray drives down towards the paint. That one was blocked. And Alney comes up with the rebound. Dakota Brown now with the basketball. And that's
nice
stolen away by
Havel.
Havel now drives towards the paint and tries to lay it in, and he does. Parker Havel with his first two points of the night. And it's 4-4. So now here we go. Dakota Brown with the basketball. Gives it off to Sutton Dunn. Now back to Dakota Brown. Shoots it from the right wing and got it. Dakota Brown with his first 2 points of the night, and it's 6-4 in favor of the Tigers. So now Red Hill with the basketball. Now Drew Moore gets it in the paint and catches it and scores.
How about that backdoor lob? And even though he's only about 5'11", they set the screen finally, and he got the easy basket.
5:35 to go in the game. We're all square at six. Now top of the key. Here's Sutton Dunn over left wing, Dakota Brown. Back to Dunn, left wing. Being guarded by Murray. Now over to Brown. Brown being guarded by Havel. Brown's at the top of the key. Brown puts it down to Foster. Now back to Brown, right wing. And that's going to be tipped away by Havel, and they come up with the steal. Now Drew Moore with the basketball. 5:06 to go here in the game. We're all squared at six. Drew Moore with the basketball flips it over to Havel. Havel top of the key. Back to Moore in the left wing. Moore gets a screen, goes down to the paint, can't get the basket, but will get fouled and go to the line for two free throws.
He's got that quick step to the basket. Second foul on the Tigers. That one was on Brent Hatton. So Drew at the line to shoot two.
So Drew Moore at the line for his first two free throws of the game, and he misses the first one. Red Hill scored three baskets so far. It was Wells, Havel, and Moore connecting. Only three baskets as well. Here's a second free throw by Moore, and that's no good. And that's rebounded by Caleb Foster. It's now Alney in transition. Dakota Brown right wing, back to Foster. Now here's Brent Hatton with it, top of the key, being guarded by Drew Moore. Now down low, Foster. Foster at the free throw line. Back over to Dakota Brown. Dakota Brown, that one got tipped, I think, and now Red Hill with the ball.
I think Andy Wells tips it, and Chase came up with the rebound.
So now Murray with the basketball, passes it over. And now here's Drew Moore with it, feeding it down low to Andy Wells. Andy Wells double-teamed. Now out to Corbin Shoulders, left wing. Now Murray, left wing. Drives down towards the paint, tries to lay it in, no good, and rebound by Alney. It's now Tigers in transition. Here's Dakota Brown. That one's picked away by Havel. 4:10 to go here. Havel transition. Now over to Corbin Shoulders, who draws the foul, can't get the basket, but will go to the line for two free throws.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to roll in, but it just rolled off the lip. Three turnovers for the Tigers.
So Corbin Shoulders will go to the line for two free throws. And that foul is going to be on Kyle Stallard. That's his first. Corbin Shoulders at the line. His first free throw up and bounces out.
So Red Hill's 0-3 from the line so far. And Braden Adams, I think, is coming into the ballgame. The big 6'5 junior.
4:06 to go here in the first quarter. We're all tied at six. Corbin Shoulders, second free throw up and good. Shoulders with his first point of the night, and it's 7-6 in favor of the Salukis. 4 minutes exactly now to go in the game. Braden Flanagan with the ball. Now flips it over to Brent Hatton. Hatton at the top of the key, being guarded by Moore. Now flips it over to Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn drives down to the paint and gets the layup. Sutton Dunn with his first 2 points of the night, and that makes it 8-7 only. Now here's Drew Moore driving down and gets fouled. So 3:42 to go here in the first quarter.
Kai Stallard has picked up his second foul, fourth team foul against Alney.
And we'll have a sub coming in, and it's Dakota Brown who
came back in. He's coming in for Stallard.
Havel inbound under the basket for Red Hill. Inbounds it to Corbin Shoulders, and he's got the basket. 3 points now for Corbin Shoulders, and it's 9-8 Salukis. Now Flanagan with the ball for the Tigers. Flips it over to Brent Hatton. Now over to Sutton Dunn. Now right wing. Down low they go. Back to the free throw line. Here's a shot by Sutton Dunn, and it's good. Dunn now with 4 points in the game, and it's 10-9 Alney. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Alney on top, 10-9. Chase Murray left wing. Drives down low and gets the basket. Chase Murray makes it 11-10 with his first 2 points of the night. And now Alney in transition. Here's Dakota Brown being guarded by Shoulders. Brown at the top of the key. Flips it over to Brent Hatton. Now Hatton driving down towards the paint. He gets blocked. That was Andy Wells with the block. And now Drew Moore in transition. He goes down to the paint. Can't get the basket. But we're going to have a foul called here against Alney.
I think it's against Red Hill. Against Andy Wells. We're coming over the back.
Yep. So that one will go on the Salukis, and yes, it will be on Andy Wells. And so Alney now in transition. And actually, that's on Corbin's shoulders, I believe.
Okay.
So now Alney with the basketball. That pass intended for Dunn. Now here's Dunn with it, laying it in. Dunn now with 6 points in the contest, and it's 12-11 Alney. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Drew Moore now crosses half court, flips it over to shoulders. Now right wing. Here's Havel with it, driving down towards the paint. And that pass goes out of bounds. That was intended for Drew Moore, but it goes out of bounds, and Alney will take over.
Cade Benson in for Andy Wells for Red Hill.
2:19 to go here in the opening quarter of the game. It's 12-11 Alney, and the Tigers have the basketball. Dakota Brown passes down to Sutton Dunn, and Sutton Dunn, that was tipped away by a Red Hill player, and that's recovered by Brent Hatton. Now down low to Braden Adams. Now flips it over this time. Here's Dakota Brown again. Now this time it's Brent Hatton again, being guarded by Drew Moore. Hatton still with the basketball. Flips it over this time. Now they're at the top of the key, and it's Flanagan with it. Flipping it back to Braden Adams. Adams at the free throw line. Now back to Brent Hatton. Now this time here's a shot from the left wing, and that's good, and Flanagan connects on that one.
That was that a three? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. So that's 15-11 now in favor of the Tigers. 1:33 to go here in the first quarter. Chase Murray has it in the left wing for Red Hill, being double-teamed, and he can't get it out, and it's going the other way.
They called an offensive foul against him.
So that's another turnover for Red Hill. And 1:27 to go here in the opening quarter. It's been a very fast first quarter, only with a 15-11 lead. Now Alney takes it up, and Dakota Brown crosses half court with it, being guarded by shoulders. Dumps it down to Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn being guarded by Murray, now dumps it off to Hatton. He's going to take a shot from the free throw line, and he's got it.
That was a two.
So he's got his first 2 points of the game, and it's 17-11.
Who was that?
Hatton.
Okay.
So now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Havel. Now here's Havel taking a three from the top of the key, and he's got it. Havel now with 5 points in the contest, and it's 17-14, Alney. 51 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Now down to 47 seconds. Alney in the right wing this time. Dakota Brown tries to shake off Drew Moore. He's going to throw it up. No good, but he draws the foul there, and he'll go to the free throw line. So Dakota Brown drew that foul.
Actually, I think it's going to be out of bounds, isn't it?
Out of bounds, yep.
Looks like first foul on Drew. Connor McKinney's in for Red Hill.
So it will not be a shooting foul as Alney inbounds this time, and Dakota Brown has it. Dumps it over the top side. Here's Brandon Flanagan with it at the top of the key. Now back to Dakota Brown. 33 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Now dumps it down this time to Adams, and that's going to be stolen by Havel. Havel with another steal. 25 seconds left to go here. Now Red Hill has the ball. Drew Moore at the top of the key. 20 seconds to go. Red Hill can hold for the last shot if they want to. Here's a three from the right wing, though. No good. That's an air ball. But Chase Murray comes up with the rebound, and Murray fights his way, and it's going to be an offensive foul against Red Hill.
That's against Murray. That would be his second.
So 9.3 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, and it's 17-14 Alney, and Alney will get the ball with 9.3 to go and likely the last possession of the quarter.
Drake Allen in for Murray.
So here's Dakota Brown now crossing half court, down to 5 seconds, dumps it down to Adams. Now Dakota Brown again gets the layup with 1 second to go, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. So on the Port Blundy scoreboard, after one quarter of play, it's Alney 19 and Red Hill 14. We're back with the second quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Ambrol Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. WACO listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Amboll Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Amboll Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. And we start the second quarter here as Braden Flanagan will inbound for Olney, who leads 19-14. Tigers with the ball on the right wing to start the second quarter. Here's Caleb Foster, top of the key, back to Brown, left wing. Now back this time to Flanagan, top of the key, being guarded by Havel. Flips it down to Evans, now down to Brown, and he gets the layup. Brown now with his sixth point of the game, and that makes it 21-14 in favor of the Tigers. Now Cade Benson with the ball for the Red Hill Salukis. Drives down, gets double-teamed. Now flips it out this time. They go down low. They can't get the basket, and that's rebounded by the Olney Tigers. That was McKinney with that miss. Right. Here's a shot from the right wing by Dakota Brown. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to go to the Salukis.
Yeah, Olney was 9 of 11 in the first quarter. Now they're 10 of 13.
7:19 to go here in quarter number two. Olney with a 21-14 lead over Red Hill. Drew Moore crosses half court now for the Salukis. Now flips it this time to Havel. Havel top of the key. And we got a whistle here. And I believe, let's see, I think it's going to go against Olney.
I think against Brandon Flanagan. I'm sure that's Coach Rob Flanagan's son.
Yep. That'll be his first foul of the game with 7:07 to go here in the quarter. Inbound now to Drew Moore being double-teamed. Tries to feed it down low, and that's stolen by Olney. Dakota Brown with that steal flips it over to the left wing. Now here's Flanagan with it, being guarded by Drew Moore. Now Dakota Brown, left side here. Sutton Dunn for a three with the left wing, no good, and that's rebounded by Havel. So Havel now crosses half court in transition, flips it over to Murray, right side. Now left wing. Left wing they go this time down in the paint, and that's going to be a foul. It's not going to be a shooting foul, though.
I thought they were going to call it traveling, but they called a blocking foul.
Drake Allen had the ball with the Salukis. And so that foul will go against Olney. That'll be on Caleb Foster, his second. So Drew Moore inbounds down to Drake Allen. That's going to be tipped by an Olney player and rebounded by Corbin Shoulders. Now back to Drake Allen. Now left wing. Here's Drew Moore with it, getting double-teamed again. That was blocked, but they're going to call a foul here. And I believe that was Sutton Dunn that had the block there, but it will instead be a foul.
Drew let go to the line to shoot two. He's 0 for 2 from the line, has 2 points.
So Drew Moore goes to the free throw line for the Salukis. His first shot is up and good. Drew Moore now with his third point of the contest. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy caring for you and about you. Second free throw by Drew Moore is good. So Drew Moore now with 4 points in the game. And it's 21-16 Olney. Dakota Brown now with the basketball being guarded by Shoulders. Goes over to the right side being guarded by Benson. Now here's a three by Olney, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by the Salukis. That was Brent Hatton that took that shot, by the way. Now Drew Moore with it in the right ring for Red Hill. Dumps it down to Benson. Benson in the paint. Over left wing this time, Drake Allen. Drake Allen with a floater, and it's good. Drake Allen with that basket, and we will have a timeout called, I think, by Olney. And that's going to be a 30-second timeout. So on the Port Blundy scoreboard, it's Olney 21 and Red Hill 18 with 5:57 to go until halftime. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
And we are back in Bridgeport, only with a 21-18 lead over Red Hill. And Rob, I think you told me Drake Allen just got his first varsity point.
Right, freshman missed a shot early in the first game, but got that little floater there to go for his first basket.
So now Dakota Brown in transition, flips it over this time to Kai Stallard. Now over to Sutton Dunn, back to Brown. Dumps it down to Adams this time, being double-teamed. Now top of the key, that was Hatton. Now here's a shot by Brown for three, and he's got it. So Dakota Brown with a three there. He's got 9 points now in the contest, and that makes it 24-18, Alney.
Alney's moving the ball well, and that gets the defense and finding an open shooter. They've been hitting, knocking it down. Andy Wells back
in the
ball.
Andy Wells in the paint now, but Benson recovers that little fumble. Now right wing, here's Moore. He's going to take a three. That's off the rim, and that's going to be rebounded by Shoulders. Shoulders can't get it to go, though. And now Dakota Brown with the rebound for Alney. Correction, I believe that was Hatton. Now Brown has it at the top of the key. He flips that one over. That was tipped, and Alney will keep the ball. So 24-18 in favor of Alney as they inbound to Dakota Brown. Now Brown flips it over this time. Here's Hatton. Hatton's going to have it just outside the paint. Now here's Sutton Dunn at the free throw line, being guarded by Benson. Sutton Dunn tries to lay it in. He's got it, and the foul. Sutton Dunn adds 2 more points. He's got 8, and he'll go to the line for another shot.
Pete Benson with his first foul. Tigers could take a 9-point lead if Dunn can hit this free throw.
And Caleb Foster will come back into the game for the Tigers. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Here's the free throw by Sutton Dunn, and it's good. And that's his 9th point of the contest. So it's 27-18 in favor of the Tigers as Red Hill now back in transition. Drew Moore top of the key. Abel this time being guarded. Now over to Benson. Now left wing. Here's Drew Moore. Now this time it's Andy Wells at the top of the key. Flips it over to Benson, right wing. Benson, 4:36 to go here in the second quarter. Benson still with the ball. That one was tipped, and that goes out of bounds, and Red Hill will keep it. Sutton Dunn got a hand on that.
Connor McKinney coming in for Parker Havel.
So Parker Havel will take a seat on the bench. It looks like he's got 5 points so far in the contest. And Connor McKinney will inbound the ball for Red Hill. 4:31 to go here in the second quarter. He ends up inbounds that one to Shoulders. Now back to McKinney. Now left wing, here's Benson. Top of the key, here's Drew Moore. Moore flips it over to McKinney this time. Now back to Moore, left wing. Moore being double-teamed, gets it out to Benson, left wing. Benson will shoot it from just inside the three-point line. No good. And Caleb Foster came up with the rebound for Alney. Now Alney in transition. Top of the key, right wing this time, Sutton Dunn. Dumps it down this time. Here's a floater. No good. And rebound by Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders now flips it to Drew Moore. 3:56 to go here in the quarter.
And
Drew Moore
fouled.
Draws the foul there.
He'll shoot two.
He was going up, it looked like, for a basket. And he will indeed go to the free throw line here.
Second foul on Hatton.
Drew Moore so far with 4 points in the contest. Here's his first free throw. It's up, and it's good. So Drew Moore now with 5 points in the contest. Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI TV 10, leading the way. Second free throw, up and no good. That was rebounded by Caleb Foster. It's now Dakota Brown crossing half court now for Alney. 3:47 to go here in the second quarter. Brown at the free throw line, flips it over this time. Caleb Foster in the left wing. Foster, being guarded by Shoulders, dumps it down to Dakota Brown. Now top of the key, here's Dunn. Taking a three from the top of the key, no good. In and out, and Drew Moore with the rebound. Drew Moore now shoots it from the free throw line, and he's got it. Drew Moore now with 7 points in the contest, and it's 27-21 now in favor of Alney. 3:19 to go until halftime. Now here's Stallard with it, flipping it over to Dakota Brown, left wing, down low to Sutton Dunn, and that was tipped, I think. Andy Wells got a hand on that.
Yep.
Now Drew Moore in transition, dumps it down low, but they can't come up with the pass, but it was tipped, though, and Red Hill will keep it.
Yeah, Andy Wells got the block on there.
So 3:04 to go here in the second quarter of play. 27-21, Alney is your score. Red Hill now with the basketball. Here's Cade Benson with it. Now left wing, Drew Moore, being guarded by Foster. Here's the shot by Drew Moore, and he's got it. That one was a two. That's 9 points now for Drew Moore. And we will have a whistle and a timeout. So a 30-second timeout on the Port Blundy scoreboard. 2:50 to go until halftime. It's Olney 27, Red Hill 23. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And we are back in Bridgeport. Second game for the Salukis and the Olney Tigers of the Capital Classic presented by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. Tigers currently on top in this one, 27-23, with 2:50 to go until halftime. So Olney inbounds from under their own basket. Here's Dakota Brown now crossing half court, being guarded by McKinney. Dumps it down to Sutton Dunn at the free throw line. And here's a shot from the top of the key, and that's good. And that was Hatton with right. that shot. So Hatton now with 5 points in the contest. And Red Hill in transition now. 30-23 is your score in favor of the Salukis. Red Hill tries to dump it down, but that one's stolen by Sutton Dunn. Now here come the Tigers in transition. Here's Flanagan with it, top of the key, being guarded by Shoulders. Dumps it down to Foster. Now down low to Dunn. Dunn's going to shoot it from just outside the paint, in and out, and that's rebounded by Drew Moore. 2:10 to go here until halftime. Salukis with the ball down 7. Here's Corbin Shoulders. That's not going to count. It's an offensive foul. Shoulders thought he had an and one, but they call it an offensive foul, a charge.
That's his second foul. And a turnover, the sixth turnover for Red Hill.
So 2:05 to go here. Olney up by 7. And now Dakota Brown with the basketball as he crosses half court. Flips it over this time to Hatton. Hatton directing traffic. Now Sutton Dunn. Now right side, here's Flanagan. Now this time Dakota Brown just outside the paint. Hesitates, now flips it over to Hatton. Hatton at the free throw line, now over to Dunn. Dunn shoots it from just inside the 3-point line. No good. And rebounded by McKinney. And McKinney, that one was blocked. That goes out of bounds. Red Hill will keep it. And it looked like that was, Hatton with that block. And we have a scoreboard update on the Port Blonde scoreboard. It's 20-7 Marshall ahead of Lawrenceville at the half. So in the meantime, Red Hill inbounds. They're down 30-23. 1:33 to go until halftime here in Bridgeport. Now this time Havel. Now this time Andy Weld, free throw line. Now Drew Moore over to the top of the key. He loses it, though, and Sutton Dunn comes up with the steal. Sutton Dunn, that one got tipped away, and it looks like Olney will keep it.
I think it was Parker Havel hustling back there to knock it away. They called a foul.
Yes, they did. So that one will go against Parker Havel, and that will be a one-on-one, and Sutton Dunn will go to the free throw line. 1:19 to go here. In the second quarter, it's Olney 30 and Red Hill 23. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. Sutton Dunn at the free throw line. Here's the 1-1. It's up, in and out, and rebounded by Andy Wells. 1:15 to go here. Red Hill in transition now. Now right side. Here's McKinney in the right wing, being guarded by Dakota Brown. Now drives down towards the paint, and that's tipped and stolen by Caleb Foster.
Yeah, McKinney lost his balance here.
Now here's Sutton Dunn down low. Can't get the layup, but the rebound by Adams. That one's blocked by Andy Wells. Olney with the rebound again, though. Now Dakota Brown, top of the key, slowing it down. 55 seconds to go until the half. Here's Adams down low, and that's stolen by Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders now flips it down to McKinney. McKinney, that one gets blocked as well. That one's going to go out of bounds. And let's see who had that block. I think it was that. Dakota Brown.
Dakota Brown. Salukis will have retained possession with 44.8 to go in the half, down 7.
So now Drew Moore will inbound for Red Hill. And now here's Corbin Shoulders. 42 seconds to go in the second quarter. Drew Moore left wing, gets the screen from Wells, takes it, a floater, and it's good. Drew Moore with 2 more points, and that makes it 30-25.
Is that 11 for him?
Yes. Now Dakota Brown, 26 seconds to go here. Olney with the basketball. Flanagan now over to Sutton Dunn, being guarded by Shoulders. Now here's Adams with it, being guarded by Wells. Now Dakota Brown, top of the key. 15 seconds to go here until the half. Being pressured here by Drake Allen. Dakota Brown hesitating. We're down to 7 seconds. Down to 5. He's got to do something. He drives down low. Tries to get the shot. No good. He draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2. So Dakota Brown with a good move to draw a foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 free throws.
Second foul on Havel. Dakota Brown with 7 points. His first time at the free throw line.
In the meantime, here's Dakota Brown. His first free throw up and no good. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. In the meantime, we have a sub coming in for Olney, and it's number 34, Chase Williams. He's a 5'10 junior. In the meantime, here's Brown with his second free throw attempt. It's up, and it's off, and that's a rebound by Adams. He tries to shoot it before the buzzer. He can't get it, and that's going to do it for the half. So on the Port Blundy scoreboard after the first half of play, it's Olney 30 and Red Hill 25. We'll be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever pain, are we, Mommy and Daddy?
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's
Heights Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School. It's time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. Your score at the half on the Port Blaney scoreboard, it's the Alney Tigers 30 and the Red Hill Salukis 25.
Taking a look at some of the first half stats, the Salukis on the first half, they were 9 of 21 from the field, 1 of 3 on threes, 4 of 7 from the free throw line for their totals. Alney was 13 of 25 after they went 9 of 11 in the first quarter. They went 4 of 14 in the second quarter, 13 of 25. They're 3 of 5 on three-point attempts and 1 of 4 from the charity stripe. As far as rebounds, the Tigers have 10 rebounds. The Salukis have 13. And turnovers, Red Hill with 8 turnovers and 5 for Alney. As far as the scoring going, for Red Hill, they're led by Drew Moore with 11. Parker Havel has 5. Chase Murray, Andy Wells, and Drake Allen have 2. And Corbin Shoulders has 3. For the Tigers, Dakota Brown and Sutton Dunn each have 9. 5 for Brett Hatton, 2 for Kai Stallard, 2 for Caleb Foster, and 3 for Brandon Flanagan. The Salukis trailed 19-14 in the first quarter. Red Hill was ahead 11-10. Then Alney went on a 7-0 run to make it 17-11. It was 19-14 at the quarter. Red Hill fell behind by a 9 at one time at 27-18. Cut it to 4 at 27-23 and trailed by 5 here at the half, 30-25.
And, of course, a much more low-scoring game over across the county over in Lawrenceville. It's 20-7 in favor of Marshall up on the Lawrenceville Indians. A much, obviously, low-scoring game over there. But a little more scoring here at Red Hill. Of course, Drew Moore with 11 points. Sutton Dunn has 9 for Alney. So, and another player for Alney here.
And Dakota Brown has
Dakota
9.
Brown also has 9. Yep.
According to my stats, I guess yours too.
Yep.
So, and mine adds up to 30-25. So.
Yep, there you go. So 30-25 is your score on the Port Blaney scoreboard here at Red Hill. Let's talk a little bit about that game that you and I saw right before this one. An excellent game between Mount Carmel and Salem. That really went back and forth. It looked like Mount Carmel was going to pull away, but then Salem came storming back, and they had a chance to win it at the very end.
Yeah, Mount Carmel had a 7 or 8 point lead. And with a minute 45 to go, I think it was 55-50. And Salem cut it to 1 and got the ball back with about 20-some seconds to go. Tried to run the clock down, and they had a shot. I think it was kind of deflected and things, and then they couldn't get off a shot. But it was a physical team. Both teams are physical. Again, Mount Carmel playing without their 6'8 senior Jackson Marcott, who I talked to him before the game, and he thought that it might be after Christmas, first time in January before he gets released. But it was a good basketball game, and so the Mount Carmel is 2-0, and Salem is 1-1. And one of these teams, Alney or Red Hill, will be 1-1 after tonight.
I want to pass a score along from earlier today with the Class 1A state championship game. Lena Winslow did defeat Tuscola 21-20. Right around the time we were going off the air, Tuscola had the ball, but they were unable to get the winning points, and Lena Winslow holds on to win the state championship.
Yeah. And they've been, I don't think they've won it before, but I know they've been in those positions before. So is Tuscola.
We will take a two-minute break, and we will be back with the third quarter. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report on the Port Blaney scoreboard. Alney 30, Red Hill 25. Stay tuned for the third quarter. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
And we are ready to start the third quarter here at Red Hill High School with Alney leading 30-25 with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and another close one, Rob.
Yes, it is. And the Salukis this afternoon led by 8 and ended up losing by 3. They fell by 5 now. The last lead for Red Hill came at 11-10 in the first quarter. Salukis will have the ball to start the third quarter. Chase Murray will inbounds to Parker Havel.
And so Murray inbounds at half court over to Parker Havel as we start the third quarter of play here in Bridgeport. Havel dumps it down to Drew Moore. Getting double teamed now out to Andy Wells. Wells just outside the paint. Being guarded by Hatton. Here's the shot by Wells. No good. And that is rebounded by Hatton. Now down the court. Here comes Dakota Brown. Back to Hatton. Now right side. Here's Stallard. Stallard being guarded by Moore. Now top of the key. Here's Hatton. Brent Hatton with the ball. Now right side once again. This time Stallard, top of the key. Stallard dumps it off this time to Dakota Brown. Brown now back to Stallard. Stallard in the right wing this time. Now dumps it this time. It's Caleb Foster with it. Now top of the key. Here's Brent Hatton once again. Now left side, Dakota Brown. Brown gets a screen from Dunn. Now dumps it off top of the key this time. They dump it down low to Sutton Dunn, and he's got the 2 points. Sutton Dunn now with 11 in the contest, and it's 32-25 Alney. Drew Moore top the key, gets a screen from Wells. Now dumps it to Wells. Now this time Parker Havel. Havel fakes the pass. Now this time, and that's stolen by Sutton Dunn. Dunn in transition and gets, no, he can't get the layup, and that's rebounded by Corbin Shoulders. Right wing here. Here's Drew Moore with it. And now Drew Moore with the basketball, flips it, can't get the shot, but he draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
And that's probably something we'll see a lot this year, him going to the line. Second foul on Sutton Dunn.
We have a score from one of the earlier games from our board op Dennis Paul, and that shot by Drew Moore is good. First game of the Lawrenceville side, Fairfield won that game 65-48.
Over Totopolis?
No, over Lawrenceville.
Over Lawrenceville, yeah.
Both free throws by Drew Moore are good. He now has 13 points in the game. And it's 32-27 in favor of Alney. Now Dakota Brown, top the key, flips it over left side this time. Here's Hatton. Gets a screen from Dunn. Now flips it down, and that's good. And that basket was by Caleb Foster. So Foster now with his 4th point of the contest. And it's 34-27 in favor of the Tigers.
Tigers have run several of those backdoor plays today.
So now right side, here's Parker Havel being guarded by Dakota Brown. Havel now dumps it off this time. Left wing, here's Drew Moore. Drew Moore crosses over, now top of the key, here's Havel again. Now right side, here's Chase Murray. Murray waits, almost lost the ball, gets it back, and that's going to be tipped away and stolen by the Tigers. Here's Hatton now this time, dumps it down low to Caleb Foster, and he's got the layup. Foster now with 6 on the contest, and it's 36-27 in favor of the Tigers. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Drew Moore with the basketball. Now right side, here's Parker Havel. Gets a screen from Moore. Now Moore with the ball in the right wing. Moore flips it down to Havel. Now here's Corbin Shoulders with it. And let's see, I think that's a charge. Yes, it is.
Must be his third foul, and they've all been charges.
That was a good charge. He stood right, and he was set. That was a good charge call. So 5:21 to go here in the third quarter. Olney still with the lead, 36-27. Now this time it's Hatton, left wing. Hatton gets a screen, goes down low. That one was hacked, but he's going to go to the line for two free throws. He did draw the foul.
That may have been on Andy Wells. He was there, yeah, and it's his first foul.
So Andy Wells will pick up his first foul of the game, and that will send Brent Hatton to the line for two free throws.
To put the Tigers up by 11.
Here's the first free throw. It's up, and it is good. Hatton now with 6 points in the contest. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. Second free throw is good as well. And so that's 7 points now for Hatton, and it's 38-27. Slookie's now with the ball. Here's Chase Murray in the right wing. Now dumps it off to Shoulders down low. And that's stolen as well. Hatton with the steal. So Olney now with the ball and an 11-point lead. Now top of the key. Now left side here, Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn crosses over Andy Wells, goes up for the layup, and it goes in. Sutton Dunn now with his 13th point of the game, and Red Hill's going to take a timeout. So a timeout as Olney takes the lead, 40-27 on the Port Blaney scoreboard. 4:38 to go here in the third quarter. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
And we are back. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you. And Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital, caring for our local people. So the Salukis inbound, and here's Parker Havel with the ball. Salukis down 40-27, 4:33 to go here in the third. Now Havel with it again. Here's a three by Drew Moore, and that's in and out and rebounded by Sutton Dunn. So now the Olney Tigers in transition.
Drew had an open look.
Yeah, that was a good look, too. Yeah. So they feed it down low this time to Caleb Foster. Now here's a three from the left wing by Hatton, and that's good. Hatton is starting to catch fire. He's now got his 10th point of the contest.
I'm trying to think if Radio may have gone to a zone that time. I don't remember, but
we've been seeing a lot of zone defense so far in this Capital Classic. Now top of the key, here's Andy Wells. Gets rid of it now. Drew Moore with it. Feeds it down to Cade Benson. Benson being guarded by Dunn. Fakes out Dunn. Can't get the layup, though. And that's going to be Havel got it, but he fell out of bounds. And that's going to go to the Tigers. As you say, Rob, Olney's really doing a good job with fundamentals.
Yeah. They always do it at Rob Flanagan.
So now Dakota Brown crosses half court. He has the basketball. 3:38 to go here. 43-27 Tigers. Now Caleb Foster with it in the paint. Left wing. Now here's Stallard with it. Can't get the layup, and that's going to be rebounded by Andy Wells. Saluki's in transition. Now here's Parker Havel. Right wing. Here's Drew Moore being guarded by Stallard. Drew Moore drives down to the paint. Here's Benson with it now. Left wing. Top of the key. Here's Havel. Havel back to Benson. Benson with the fake. Now drives down to the paint. Now out to Chase Murray. Left wing. Murray drives down towards the paint. Here's Drew Moore with it at the top of the key. Right wing this time, here's Chase Murray. 3:05 to go here in the third quarter. Now Cade Benson. Cade Benson with it, right wing Chase Murray now. Murray passes, here's the top of the key. Here's Havel for three, can't get it, but he's fouled.
I think he's going to get three shots. So.
Yep.
Dakota Brown, I think, with that foul. You don't get a lot of open looks against the Tigers.
That's true.
At least we haven't tonight.
So three free throws coming up. Here's the first one from Havel. That's up, and that's good. At 6 points now for Havel. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Rutgers Candy. That second free throw is good. Rutgers Candy, take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. Now Havel with 7 points. Here's the third free throw by Havel. That's up and good.
Kind of stuck on the back of the rim and dropped in.
So it's 43-30 now in favor of the Tigers. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter. Dakota Brown with the top of the key. Down low to Dunn. Now back to Dakota Brown. Drives down towards the paint, and that's blocked by Wells. And Havel comes up with the rebound. Now here's Drew Moore with it. Drew Moore gets inside the paint, gets the layup. Drew Moore now with 15 points in the game and a timeout taken by Alney. And it's going to be a full timeout, I believe. So on the Port Blaney scoreboard, 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Alney 43, Red Hill 32. Back in 1 minute, it's Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Broadcast brought to you by the Port Blondies, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. Alney inbounds, 2:27 to go here in the third quarter. They have an 11-point lead over Red Hill. Dakota Brown with it now right side. Here's Stallard dumping it up left side to Hatton. Hatton now in the left side of the paint. Now here's Dunn shooting it from just inside. No good, and that's rebounded by Havel. Havel now with the basketball in transition. Flips it over to Drew Moore. Moore's going to take a three. That's in and out. It doesn't go in. Benson can't save it, and it'll go back to the Tigers.
That could have cut the lead to 8.
Yeah. We've seen so many momentum swings in these games, both the Mount Carmel-Salem game earlier tonight and the Red Hill-Salem game this afternoon. 1:54 to go now. Tigers with the basketball again. Had's going to shoot it from the free throw line. That's off, and that's rebounded by Chase Murray. So now Saluki's in transition. 1:45 to go here in the third. Here's a shot by Drew Moore. That's good. That's 2 points. Drew Moore now with 17 in the contest. And that makes it 43-34 in favor of the Tigers. 1:30 to go now in the quarter. Now here's Stoward with it being double teamed. Tries to get it out. That was tipped out by Benson, and Olney will keep it. And I've got another scoreboard update on the Port Blaney scoreboard. It's Marshall 34 and Lawrenceville 15 at the end of three quarters.
Salukis has scored the last 7 points, got a 16-point lead to 9.
Now, in the meantime, Tigers with the basketball. Here's Flanagan with it. Flanagan gets a screen from Dunn. Flanagan's going to take a three, and it's off and rebounded by Chase Murray. 1:11 to go here. Chase Murray now in transition. Now right side Benson. Caleb Benson goes, tries to get past Dunn, and Benson tries to get away with it here, tries to get rid of it, and let's see, we got a 30-second timeout.
Yep.
On the Port Blaney scoreboard, 58.7 to go here in the third quarter. It's Alney 43, Red Hill 34. Back in 30, it's Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area football teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great football team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School as the Salukis trail the Alney Tigers 43-34 in the second round of the Capital Classic presented by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. Chase Murray inbounds this time, and now here's Drew Moore with it. Moore now crossing half court. Now right side, Chase Murray. Chase Murray right wing. Murray gets a step there. Now gives it over to Parker Havel. Havel being guarded by Flanagan. Now dumps it out to Benson. Now Chase Murray in the left wing. Murray gets past the defender there. Dumps it out to Benson. Benson can't get it. And that's going to be rebounded, though, by Drew Moore. 30 seconds to go now in the quarter. Now Chase Murray with the basketball. Now right side, Cade Benson. Benson right wing gets past Dunn. Now flips it over to Drew Moore. Drew Moore gets past the defender. He got the basket, but it's a charge.
Yep.
That was a good job there by number 23, Brent Hatton, of getting set and taking the charge.
Two fouls on Drew. Because he did make the basket. But
yeah, but it doesn't count.
No.
13 seconds to go now here in the third quarter. Alney will probably hold for the last shot. Here's Flanagan. Now dumping it off to Dunn. Now here's a three on the way, and that's good. And that's Brent Hatton with that three. And here's a long heave by the Salukis. That's off. And on the Port Blundy scoreboard, after three quarters of play, it's the Alney Tigers 46 and the Red Hill Salukis 34. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Wednesday specials are lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, or chicken Alfredo. Every Wednesday is Mom's Night. Any mom that comes in with her family gets the special at half price. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs, and Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. On the inbounds to start the fourth quarter, they lead this one 46-34 over the Salukis. Now here's Caleb Foster with the basketball. Now Adams with it. Adams dumps it out right side. This time, top of the key, here's Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn flips it over to the left side this time. Now they feed it down low, back to Sutton Dunn. He can't get the layup, and Chase Murray gets the rebound. Chase Murray now in transition, flips it over to Parker Havel. He's going to take a shot. That's no good, and that's rebounded by Sutton Dunn. Salney now, and that's stolen by Chase Murray. Murray going down in transition. No good. Drew Moore with the rebound, and he gets it. Moore with, now with 19 points in the contest. And that cuts it to 46-36. Now this time here's Flanagan again. Now left side. Left side this time. They go down towards the basket. Can't get it. And Brent Hatton denied once again. So now Chase Murray with the basketball.
I think Wells deflected that one.
Yep. 6:52 to go here as Chase Murray goes down towards the basket. That one's rebounded by Andy Wells. That one doesn't go. And that's rebounded by the Alney Tigers and Kyle Stallard. Now they go down low in transition. This time they get the basket and the foul, and that was Braden Flanagan with the and one, and he'll go to the line for one more. So Braden Flanagan now with 5 points in the contest as Corbin Shoulders will come into the game, and he will replace Cade Benson.
And Drew picked up his more, picked up his third foul on that one.
So Flanagan will go to the free throw line for a chance at an and one. It's 48-36. Here's the free throw. It's up. No good. But Sutton Dunn comes up with the rebound, but this time it's stolen. Corbin Shoulders with the steal. Flips down to Drew Moore. He's got the basket. Drew Moore now with 21 points in the contest, and it's down. And let's see here. We got a whistle, and it's going to the Salukis.
Foul on Alney.
And so the Salukis will get the ball back. It's 48-38 in favor of the Tigers. As we will see Caleb Foster come back into the game for the Tigers.
I think they called a foul. I know it's Red Hill ball, so.
Yep, it's a turnover either way.
Yeah.
Now they inbound to Shoulders. Shoulders tries to go down low. Now this time it's Havel. He's going to take a three from the right wing, and he's got it. Havel with that basket, and he's got 11 points now in the contest, and it's 48-41 in favor of the Tigers. So now Alney back in transition now. This time it's Stallard with the basketball. Flips it down to Caleb Foster. Now it's Hatton in the left wing, getting a screen from Foster. Dumping it down to Foster, but he can't get it. It goes out of bounds. Yeah, it got tipped, and Alney will keep
it. Chase Murray was able to deflect that pass.
So 48-41 is your score. As they flip it this time to Kai Stallard. Stallard, now Flanagan. Flanagan guarded by Moore. Now this time it's Caleb Foster. Dumping it down low to Adams. That's tipped out of bounds, and Alney will keep it.
Lukey's applying a little more intensity on defense, a little more pressure that way, and they've gotten a couple turnovers.
48-41 in favor of the Tigers, and Alney will inbound from just under the basket. Now this time it's Dakota Brown in the right wing with the basketball, being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. Dakota Brown hesitating with it, waits, and flips it left side. And this time Hatton, and it's an offensive foul.
Yeah, he pushed off.
And that was Parker Havel falling down and getting the offensive foul. And so with 5:33 to go here in the game, least in regulation, Red Hill will get the ball down 7.
That's 4 fouls on Hatton, who has 13 points.
So Hatton's going to take a seat now with 4 fouls.
Sutton Dunn comes in, he has 13. So
Chase Murray now. With the basketball, flips it down to Drew Moore, and he's got the basket. An excellent play to Drew Moore, and that's his 23rd point of the game, and Alney's going to take a timeout. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, 5:20 to go in the game. Red Hill has cut the Alney lead to 48-43. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Save Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People Save Bank, your community bank.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Red Hill starting to cut into the Alney lead. It's now 48-43 with 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter.
7-0 run, it was 48-36.
How about that?
That's the second 7-0 run Red Hill's had, but they've been farther behind it. They just get close, and then Alney comes up with a big basket.
So now Flanagan with the basketball being double-teamed here. He's got to get it across half court. He almost lost it. He stepped on the line, and that's going to be over and back. So another Alney turnover, and Red Hill will get the ball.
It's 11 on Alney, 6 in the second half. Most of them are coming in the last, here in this fourth quarter. Red Hill has 13 turnovers.
So now Drew Moore with the ball. Now flips it over to Chase Murray. Now Murray in the left wing, dumps it down to Andy Wells. Andy Wells in the paint, being guarded by Adams. He shoots it, no good, gets his own rebound, though, and now here's Parker Havel at the top of the key. Parker Havel, but that's stolen away by Caleb Foster. He goes in transition. That's blocked, though, by Drew Moore. Fight for the rebound. Andy Wells touched it last, though, and that's going to go to the Tigers. So Alney with a steal and a block, though, by Red Hill, but Alney will keep the ball. 4:45 to go here in the game, and Alney's still up by 5. They'll inbound from the right side. Now here's Dakota Brown. Being guarded here by Corbin Shoulders. Now flips it right side. Now back to Foster in the top of the key. Now left side here. Left side here's Dakota Brown. Top of the key now over to the right wing now. Tigers with the basketball with Flanagan. And that's going to be a foul called on the Salukis.
I guess on Drew, and that's his fourth.
Yep. So foul trouble now, a problem.
But it's not a one-on-one. It's only the fifth team foul.
Yeah. Only nine fouls have been called this entire second half, five on Red Hill and four on Alney. As Alney inbounds and Dakota Brown now with the basketball. 4:23 to go here in regulation. They dump it down low, and that's stolen by Drew Moore. Drew Moore now driving down low, gets the basket. Drew Moore now with 25. He had a lot of points as well in the Salem game. And now it's down to a three-point lead for Alney. 4:05 to go now. Here's Flanagan with it at the top of the key. Now left side, Dakota Brown. Brown now top of the key. Here's Adams. Adams right side, and that goes out of bounds, and that's a turnover. That was intended for Flanagan, but Flanagan doesn't get his hands on it. And now the Salukis will take over.
They could tie with a three.
Yes. So Corbin Shoulders will inbound it now to Drew Moore. And this time it's Havel with it. 3:50 to go here. It's a three-point lead for Alney. Now here's a shot by Drew Moore. That goes in and out. And a whistle, and that's going the other way.
Foul on Chase Murray, I believe, over the back. But it's still not a one-on-one, only 16 foul, so.
That's the sixth foul against Red Hill, so the next foul would be a one-on-one situation. Alney with only four fouls in the game. That's the third foul on Chase Murray. And Alney will inbound from under their own basket. Now here's Hatton with it. 3:40 to go here in the game. Three-point lead for Alney. Now this time it's Kai Stallard with it. Stallard now at the top of the key. Now flips it down low to Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn can't get the basket, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two free throws.
Andy Wells, they run that backdoor cut again. He was able to keep Sutton Dunn from making the basket. Dunn with 13 points. And he's 1 of 1 at the line.
So Kyle Stallard will go to the free throw line as that fouls the second on Andy Wells. Here's the first free throw from Sutton Dunn, and that's up and no good. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Sutton Dunn goes back to the free throw line. This would make it a four-point game. It's up, and it's good. So Sutton down now with 14 points in the contest. As Red Hill now in transition with 3:21 to go here, it's 49-45 Alney. Chase Murray in the left wing now. Murray hesitates, now top of the key, here's Havel. Havel now, here's Drew Moore, left wing. Now Chase Murray, left wing. Murray tries to find a teammate to pass it to. Now runs into the backcourt. Now he's going to fire it over to Drew Moore on the right side. Drew Moore will fire it down low to Andy Wells, but that's stolen away. That was Hatton with the steal, and now Alney with the basketball once again. So now here's Sutton Dunn with it in the right wing. 2:41 to go here. Top of the key, here's Dakota Brown. Now left side, here's Hatton. Feeds it down low to Caleb Foster. Now left side, here's Stallard. Stallard being guarded by Chase Murray. He's at the top of the key now. 2:26 to go. Chase Murray waits. Now right side, Foster. Now Dakota Brown. 2:20 to go here. They're slowing things down now. They're at the top of the key. And here's Hatton with it. Hatton drives down to the right side. Goes around Havel. Now left side, here's Dakota Brown. Brown, now top of the key. Here's Hatton. He's being guarded now by Havel. And Havel tips it, and he gets the steal, but he falls out of bounds, and that's a travel.
So turnover on both teams there.
Yep. Havel did get the steal, but he immediately travels, and he fell out of bounds, too.
He really never got a good control of the ball, I don't think. So
really, they cancel each other out.
Yeah.
And with 1:58 to go here in regulation, it's 49-45 Alney, and the Tigers have the ball. This time it's Caleb Foster. Now this time it's Stallard. Stallard being double-teamed. He's going to fire it this time to Dakota Brown. They go down low, and they get the basket, and it's Caleb Foster with two more points. Foster now with 8 points in the contest, and it's 51-45. But a shot, though, by Drew Moore fell short, and now Alney with the basketball again. 1:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Alney up by six with the basketball. Dakota Brown with it now, being guarded and pressured by Chase Murray. Now they've got Stallard. Now down low to Sutton Dunn, and he's got two more points. Dunn now with 16 on the contest. 1:15 to go. Now it's an 8-point lead for Alney. Drew Moore in the right wing. Now Andy Wells. Andy Wells now at the top of the key. That was tipped away by Hatton, but we got a foul called. And we're told Lawrenceville lost. We don't have a final score yet, but Lawrenceville did lose to the Marshall Lions in the Capital Classic over at Lawrenceville High School. In the meantime, 1:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. And
it's only the fifth foul on Alney. It was the fifth foul on Brett Hatton. So
now Drew Moore with the ball in the left wing, being guarded by Stallard. Now flips it over to Havel. Havel's going to take a three here, and it's off, and that's going to be rebounded by Dakota Brown. Under a minute now. Alney with the basketball. Stallard with it now, right side. 52 seconds left. He falls down but gets it away to Caleb Foster. Now left wing, here's Dunn. Now here's Dakota Brown with it.
They're going to kind of play keep away unless he gets a layup.
42 seconds left here. Dakota Brown with it, being pressured. Now gets it out. Now this time it's Sutton Dunn with it, puts it in. Sutton Dunn now with 18 in the contest. And with 30 seconds to go, Alney with a 10-point lead and well on their way to a victory.
Look, he's had it down to three at 48-45.
We're down to 22 seconds. Now here's Havel with it at the top of the key. Gives it over to Chase Murray, left wing. Now here's Drew Moore. He's going to take a three here. That's in and out. It rims out. And Alney comes up with the rebound. Here's the pass to Dunn down low, and he's got two more points, the exclamation point.
Yes.
That's 20 now for Dunn. And with 3 seconds to go here, Corbin Shoulders can't get the basket, and that's the final buzzer, and that's going to do it. So on the Port Blondie scoreboard, Alney takes the second game of the Capital Classic presented by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, the final score is Alney 57 and Red Hill 45. We'll come back with our postgame show. We'll give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Embraer Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. And we'll hear from Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy.
Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press one, press two.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville Vincennes.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard, it's the Alney Tigers victorious over the Red Hill Salukis, 57-45. Time for our post-game wrap-up with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and, you know, really close game again. Yep. A lot of spurts in this game, just like what we saw with Red Hill Salem and also with Salem Mount Carmel. But, you know, Alney comes out on top.
Yeah, the Salukis, they went back and forth in the first quarter, but Alney led 19-14 at the break, or the first quarter, first break. And then the Alney at halftime at 30-25. They went up by 16 points, 43-27. Salukis cut it to about 9 or 10, but they trailed by 12 going the fourth quarter, 46-34, and down 48-36, went on a 7-0 run to make it 48-43, and they got within, that was about as close as they got when they got within three at 48-45, but couldn't get over the hump, and only hit a couple of free, one or two free throws down the stretch, but they were able to get some breakaway shots when Hill missed, and they were able to pull out the 57-45 win, so it was, the game was closer than the final score indicated, but Red Hill comes up on the short end. Taking a look for the Alney Tigers, they placed two in double figures. Sutton Dunn with 20 and Brett Hatton with 13. I had the Tigers shooting 24 of 43 from the field. Red Hill 16 of 41. Two in double figures for Red Hill. Drew Moore with 25 and Parker Havel with 11. Salukis did have 24 rebounds. The Tigers 22. Red Hill had 15 turnovers. Alney 13. And again, Red Hill Alney led 19-14 at the end of the first quarter, 30-25 at the half, 46-34 after three quarters. After Salukis cut the lead to three at 48-45. Alney scored the final 9 points of the game, and they win at 57-45. The Tigers 1-1, and the Salukis at 0-2.
And with that, we'll go ahead and announce our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game. And for the second time today, it's Drew Moore. He had 26 in the game against Salem and 25 tonight against Alney. So excellent performances in a losing effort for Drew Moore. Second time today, he is our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game.
And I was going to say, you look at the scoring here, but they're going to have to get some more scoring from other people other than Drew Moore. Havel had 11 in this game, but, you know, Corbin Childress had three, Andy Wolves just two, and they need some scoring from those two to help balance out what Drew's been doing.
And tonight, you know, Drew Moore and Parker Havel, the only two scorers for the Salukis in double figures.
Yeah, and I think Drew was the only one in double figures this morning.
And also our Ambrall Federal Credit Union sub of the game, and that's going to be Drake Allen.
Yeah, he came off the bench in his first half, his second quarter, got his first two varsity points, and played well when he was in there. So, but I said the Salukis are 0-2. They'll play
Mount Carmel, no easy task.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
And Mount Carmel, of course, is a member of the Big 8 Conference, and
right.
They're one of the better teams in this area.
And they're playing with their 6'8 senior Jackson Marcotte, who suffered a knee injury during this summer, hoping to get released sometime after Christmas. And that'll make a big difference for them as far as comes towards the tournament situation, run goes.
Now, Jackson Marcotte, we should point out, was the MVP of last year's Capital Classic.
Right.
And, of course, Mount Carmel won last year's tournament. And so most likely the situation will be Mount Carmel will be in the championship game.
They're pretty much that way. And depending on how that Fairfield-Totopolis game came out earlier tonight, I know the T-Town would have been the favorite, but Fairfield's got some big boys, too, so that, you know. But with Lawrenceville losing and Red Hill losing both at 0-2, unless one of them can put off a victory tomorrow, Lawrenceville against they have to play T-Town yet, I think.
Yeah.
And Red Hill plays Mount Carmel. So if things go according to what we think they'll go, that Red Hill and Lawrenceville will play in the seventh-place game at 3:30, but that's yet to be determined.
And let's take a look at the schedule for tomorrow. Session 3 starts at 10 a.m. at both sites. Red Hill will take on Mount Carmel. That'll be at 10 a.m. here at Red Hill. Also at 10 a.m., it'll be Marshall and Fairfield over at Lawrenceville. Then at 11:30, it'll be Salem and Olney at 11:30. Both those teams are 1-1, and Lawrenceville will take on T-Town also at 11:30.
Right.
And then Session 4 will be the final games, the seventh-place game. All four games will be here at Red Hill. Seventh-place game will be at 3:30, and fifth-place game, 5 p.m., third-place game at 6:30, and the championship game will be right here at Red Hill at 8 p.m. And I have another score to pass along from earlier today. T-Town did defeat Fairfield 58-43. So T-Town will T-Town now 2-0 in the tournament. And I just got a text that if Red Hill plays Lawrenceville at 3:30, you and I will have the call.
Okay.
So we'll be here on the Legend, probably on Light 103 as well. So that should be interesting if,
okay,
in fact, Red Hill does, in fact, take on Lawrenceville.
Yeah, it would be. Because they'll meet again next Friday at Lawrenceville.
That's right.
So
once again, your final score here on the Port Blundy scoreboard, Olney 57 and Red Hill 45. We'll take another two-minute break. We'll be back and hope to hear from Red Hill coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
And we're back once again. Your final score on the Port Blundy scoreboard. Olney wins at 57-45 over the Red Hill Saluki. So the records for the Capital Classic here at Red Hill as it stands. Mount Carmel is on top there, 2-0. Salem and Olney both tied at 1-1, and Red Hill at the bottom with 0-2. Over at the Lawrenceville side, T-Town on top, 2-0. Fairfield and Marshall both tied at 1-1, and Lawrenceville currently at 0-2. So that is how the Capital Classic records look at this point. Of course, tomorrow we'll see Red Hill and Mount Carmel and Lawrenceville and Teutopolis. I wouldn't think Red Hill or Lawrenceville would be favored in either of those games.
Either one of those games, they wouldn't be favored. And you want to come out and play well and make a good showing for yourself, and we'll see what happens.
We're still waiting to hear from Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel, so once he gets up here, we will have that for you. Of course, once again, be sure to listen to us tomorrow at 10 a.m. We'll have the Red Hill and Mount Carmel game here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 9:10 a.m. And, of course, at 11:30 over on Light 103, it'll be Lawrenceville and T-Town. That will be over at the Lawrenceville gym, and you can hear that over on Light 103. And it looks like Brian Havel's just about on his way up here to the stage, so we'll get him once we have him. Real quickly, though, the high school state finals going on today in both Illinois and Indiana. Of course, we said that Tuscola lost to Lena Winslow. Eastern Green also defeated in Indiana. Evansville Memorial, though, they did win the state championship in Class 3A.
Have they won it before?
Yes, they
had. Okay, I thought they had.
I'm not sure about in football, but many other sports they've won state championships. Yeah.
Kind of like you look at modern day in the wrestling.
That's right. Of course, I think Memorial, I think they've won state this year in soccer, boys and girls, and now football. So three football teams, association football and American football, state chance for Memorial. But in the meantime, we've got Brian Havel with us. Brian, another tough loss for you guys tonight. It was another game that there were a lot of spurts tonight, and another good performance by Drew Moore, but unfortunately you guys did come up short. But some positives, though, I would imagine.
Yeah, this was a disappointing loss for us, but this was honestly, our last 3 days of practice we had this week, this is kind of how we anticipated coming out. Just kind of we were lethargic, we looked tired, fatigued, and I think it definitely showed. I think not having the conditioning that we needed showed in this game, and that's taking nothing away from Olney. We knew, and one thing we've learned, or I've learned in the Capital Classic, you can't take one game to the next. It means nothing. And we knew Olney was going to come out and play a fantastic game. They did. And, Olney's a difficult team. If you can't get a lead on them and you're playing behind, you're playing their game the whole game, and that's what we had to do.
They're one of the most sound fundamental teams offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they are. And, then late we were chasing. We got it down to three, had a shot to cut it to one. It didn't fall. And then, we were kind of really scrambling. They got some run-out layups late. But, we're still a work in progress, and we got to get some other kids
Well, you got to get some because, Drew's had 25 and 26 or something like that. But you got to get some other scoring. Now, Parker had 11, but you need to get Andy and Corbin.
Yeah, I need somebody else in double digits, if not two more people. Yeah, we got to get some people going. And, again, I really thought from the tip I was concerned. I just thought we looked tired.
Sutton Dunn of Olney had a pretty good game against you guys. He ended up with 20 points, I believe, and, he was one of the guys you had to deal with. Hatton finished with 13, so obviously some good scoring there as well from a couple of really tough Olney guys. And
yeah, they're good players. I've seen them for a long time, and, they're juniors, and they're a good 1-2 punch for Rob, and, there's no time to cry about it. We got to turn around tomorrow at 10 o'clock and play the 2-0 team here at this site, and then regardless, we're going to play a fourth game. So go home, rest up, and regroup, and see if we can't make tomorrow a little bit better day.
All right, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
That's Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel, and we are just about to sign off. And Rob, Mount Carmel tomorrow.
Mount Carmel tomorrow. Morning.
There you go.
And we only wake up to play at 10 o'clock against Mount Carmel.
I know.
And they don't have their best – well, I don't say their best player, but their big 6'8 Jackson Marcotte, he's not playing this tournament. So you say, well, that might take that away from them. But they're still a strong physical team.
But we will have that game for you tomorrow morning, bright and early, right here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 9:10 a.m. Tip-off is at 10 a.m., so be sure to join us. And, of course, we'll also have the following game that Red Hill plays, that'll be for you on The Legend. And if it's against Lawrenceville, you can hear it on both The Legend and Light 103. So we'll have to see how that plays out, but we're your home for the Salukis, no matter where they play or what time. So we'll figure it out. But it's been a long day for all of us, but our thanks to Dennis Poland for being humorous the whole day here at the Capital Classic, and we'll do this again tomorrow. So that's it for us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow morning. For Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. You've been listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Lawrence County Capital Classic basketball action right here on WAKO, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Stay tuned to Light 103 WAKO or 99.3 FM 910 AM WAKO for coverage of the 2017 Lawrence County Basketball Capital Classic.